The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. People of Chicago, you're tuned into In the Know Radio, a show about money, investing, retirement, and life with your hosts, Craig and Leslie Bolanos, co-founders of Wealth Management Group.
It's time, America. Get your game face on.
Put your savings to work and finance the lifestyle you want with real advice from real people.
You're emotionally tied to your money.
Separate the confusion from the facts to get prepared for whatever comes your way and get it right here.
You got to make sure you've got plans for a rainy day.
What's the number you need to live out your retirement dreams?
$60 billion.
Holy cow!
Wait, did Leslie really just say $60 billion? All you need to know is that Wealth Management Group is in the financial planning business, so you can be in the fun and retirement business. So get your retirement on, people. Their phone lines are always open at 833-WMG-PLAN. Now, here's Craig and Leslie.
Hey, we're all looking forward to the new year more than ever. I mean, even though COVID's going to remain in 2021, the changing of the calendar, I just feel reinvigorated. I'm enthused because I think the changing of the calendar into a new year brings a new mindset. And with that mindset can come optimism. And after nothing short of what I call a eventful 2020, I mean, there's a number of things that are in store for everybody in 2021. I mean, let's not talk about the Capitol, but let's talk about the fact that there is another COVID relief bill, and there's probably another one coming after the Georgia Senate race. Changes in healthcare, most likely. Changes in Social Security, probably. There's so many different things, but regardless of what those are, I got to tell you, whatever 2021 brings, you can handle it. Why? Because you're going to set a plan, work with a fiduciary advisor, and take steps to improve the lives of yourselves and your loved ones financially. And that first step was listening to this radio hour, because at the Wealth Management Group, we do this every Sunday because I want you to have sincere and actionable ideas that you can use to get retired and stay retired. And let me just start by handling this. You know, given the Senate voting results in Georgia this week, I think it deserves a quick discussion of what I think the overview is relative to the economic and the market impacts of the policy changes we can see from a democratically controlled government. You know, first, you got to start on the negative side of the ledger. We got Biden's promise to raise taxes. It's going to happen. I don't see how the corporate tax rate doesn't move from 21% to at least 28%, which, along with doubling of the rate on global intangible low tax income, that's a fancy way for saying, look out, big technology companies, that could hurt some of the U.S. profits. Maybe it shaves $100-150 billion off in our view. That's a hit to the S&P 500 earnings matrix. But we'll talk about what might offset that in a minute. You know, in addition to that, I do think there's going to be some political prowess in the ability to increase the dividend rate, increase the capital gains rate. I think for those especially who make over $1 million a year, you already know you're in the crosshairs. Listen, they're coming at you. You're probably going to see your qualified dividends and your capital gain taxes double. And what is that going to do? Well, I think that's going to put some pressure on the price to earning multiples and possibly drive what could be some weakness as some of the wealthiest investors in America look to take some profits ahead of that change when it gets phased in. And there's going to be other tax increases. There's going to be some changes on individuals. But, you know, a lot of this stuff might only be, I'm going to say, modestly negative for economic activity. And the key is, you got to be thinking about with me, is, you know, I gotta believe, and the Wealth Management Group thinks common sense should prevail, that in order to protect a fledgling economic recovery, the tax increases will probably get phased in over time. Yep, phased in over time. And this might mean if they're phased in over time, that the negative tax impact, because let's not kid ourselves, higher taxes are not good for markets. It might be more than offset by what's going to be additional stimulus. Yep, I said it, additional stimulus. I mean, and stimulus comes in an awful lot of forms. It's not just the $600 people are set to get. Wait, maybe you didn't get your $600 check. Later in the show, Leslie's going to help me break it down where your check might be hiding and what you can do to go claim it. The stimulus might not just be in the form of the $1,200 check you did or didn't get it back in March. Stimulus can be public-private partnerships. Just like Donald Trump put public-private money into Operation Warp Speed, we could have a similar deal happening for infrastructure and all these other items. So my point is, if the taxes are phased in over time, that might be partially offset, if not entirely offset, by what I call non-COVID-related and COVID-related fiscal stimulus, aka things like infrastructure that I just mentioned. So with all of that, there's a ton of pluses. There's a ton of minuses. But I think an intelligent view is that if you're investing to get retired and stay retired, then paying attention to the short-term political cycle might not be the way to go, because how many people invested based on politics the last 4 years? How did that work out? Did you miss all the gains of 17, 18, 19? Did you miss the gains of 2020? Yeah, investing based on politics doesn't make sense. And if it didn't work in the last four, I'm here to say it might not work in the next four. So that said, you got to be educated on the changes. You got to be proactive. You need to understand what's coming down the pipe so you can sidestep it where appropriate. But I think there's opportunities that are coming for investors. And there's going to be places where innovations and politics intersect. Again, that concept of a public-private partnership in so many different things. And are you going to be making modifications to your portfolio to get there? So listen, America, at the Wealth Management Group, we want to partner with you. Because whatever the future brings in terms of these new policies, if we help get you educated, we help inform you, then we're confident that you'll be able to sidestep and make a lot of the right decisions. And our core belief is that if we focus on investments that are innovative, investments that, you know, are right for you, it's going to drive wealth creation just as it has for our clients for the last quarter century. I want you to learn more, and you can. If you're ready to get 2021 kicked off, if you want to improve your results, if you want to work with advisors that know what it takes to get retired and stay retired, and you want to work with advisors who are willing to talk about the big issues that are out there, these are real. We're on this station for a reason. Pick up the phone, call a friend, 833-WMG-PLAN. That's 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website at investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com, and take advantage of a complimentary consultation today. And you might say to yourself, when I sign up for that complimentary consultation, what's going to happen? Lisa, not Leslie, Lisa from our office is going to get you in touch with me. You're not going to be passed off to another team member. You listen to this radio show. You want to work with like-minded people who understand what it means to have family centricity, to be comfortable, non-flashy, to adhere to levels of traditional values. And if you're seeking improvement, not just in investments, but you want improvement in the totality of your finances, that's your tax planning, your estate and legal planning, your healthcare planning, pay less for retiree healthcare, and having investments that are unique and customized to you. Those are all the things that we're going to discuss. And what I tell everybody is, once you start to experience multiple professionals all under one roof coming together for the common good, that is the denominator of your last name, you'll understand what the Wealth Management Group experience is about. And I know you're going to love it. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website, investwithwmg.com. Now, listen, I know that you're saying to yourself, my neighbors got their stimulus check. My brother-in-law already got his. Where in the world is mine? When we come back, Leslie's going to kick off this next segment talking about where your stimulus check might be hiding if it hasn't been direct deposited yet. This is information you can't afford to miss. It's information your friends, your kids, your neighbors need. So stay tuned. You're listening to In the Know with the Wealth Management Group on AM 560, The Answer.
It's more In the Know Radio with Craig and Leslie Bolanos, where their goal is to pummel you with financial know-how until you say uncle.
Leslie, I know this was totally up your alley because you've been fielding phone calls. You've been getting some inquiries. You're the one who handles the In the Know mailbox, and we are talking stimulus. What do you got for us?
Well, the big question that I'm getting is, I haven't gotten my second stimulus check yet. Why not? Well, a lot of people might be waiting quite a while to get their payment. The IRS started delivering second round stimulus payments during the last week of December, and millions of Americans have gotten them. So you might have heard from your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, hey, I got mine. Did you get yours? And you're going, no. And now you're getting nervous. Well, if all your friends and family members have already gotten their money, but you haven't, you could be in for a long delay. And for some people, a second stimulus check may not even arrive. And the biggest place you can go to go and check and see if you should be getting it is that new app that's, well, it's not a new app, but it's a very popular website, the Get My Payment tool. You can track your status of your second stimulus check, but it's not going to make it arrive any faster than the snail mail if that's how it's coming. But there's a couple of reasons why. So Craig, you want to talk about why they may get a delay?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I want you to give everybody that website again, because I think it's so critical. What's that website to determine whether or not you're even eligible?
Just go to Google and type in Get My Payment Tool, and it'll literally pop up.
Get My Payment Tool. That's where I want you to go. But listen, the first reason you might not have your check is you have a new bank. I mean, if you have a new bank, the IRS has no idea where to direct deposit your money. People change banks all the time, right? So here's the good news. If the IRS sent the money to an old bank, your old bank is legally obligated to send the money back to the IRS. The problem is, after they send the money back to the IRS, do you really think the IRS still knows where to send it? No, they don't. So you're going to say, what in the world do I do now? It's called refundable tax credit. So in fact, let me just start there. If you're eligible for stimulus, you are going to get your money one way or the other. The preferred way is by check, by debit card, by direct deposit. The other way is if your payment gets lost, it gets sent to an old bank account, whatever it is that happens, you can claim when you do your 2020 taxes, something called a refundable tax credit. The problem is it's just delaying you getting your money. But Leslie, there's a second more obvious reason people might not have gotten a stimulus check, which is what?
You didn't even file your 2019 tax return yet.
Right. Now, I got bad news. If you didn't file a return, you're in a whole bunch of trouble because that's called failure to file. But where this gets complicated is there's a lot of people who actually don't have to file. There's people whose only source of income, only tax documents, is Social Security. If that's the case, you don't need to file. There's people whose total income is less than the standard deduction. In that case, they don't need to file. But that helps explain why some people aren't getting a check either. But the other trick is...
But wasn't there a tool for the first stimulus check that people could go to, like a website for non-filers? Are they not doing that for the second round?
Well, you're trying to play catch up, because what we learned is it's not just about how much money you get in the hands of people who need it the most. It's how quickly you can get the money into the hands of people who need it the most. And I'm not aware of a website that's going to allow you to do that right now, similar to the CARES Act, Leslie. But if you know something, please share it.
No, I just remember, I thought there was a website that people could go to last stimulus where they could like go and file. Anyway, it might have just been something in the back of my head. I just thought there was something called the non-filer website. That's all.
Yeah, you know, there very, very might be a non-filer website tool out there. So there's a second thing to Google. Go ahead and Google non-filer tool, and maybe you can go ahead and do what Leslie did and find a way to get the money. You know, the other thing I'm thinking about is, listen, you might have filed a paper tax return. If you filed a paper tax return for the past year, 2019, there's a chance they actually haven't processed the paper tax return yet. I mean, the IRS says there's some 7 million returns that still haven't been completed. That could be holding you up. But the biggest one, because we're talking about, if you're just joining the program, why your $600 check hasn't arrived yet is what, Leslie?
Well, this has been in the headlines. TurboTax. Did you use TurboTax?
Yeah, did you use TurboTax? Did you go to H&R Block? Did you go to Jackson Hewitt? What in the world happened? Well, listen, there's a lot of people who use these tax preparation services, you know, maybe a little different than a CPA. And a lot of people pay for those tax preparation services with their tax refund. And a lot of people use those tax preparation services because they want an advance on their tax refund. So here's the issue. All of these companies, TurboTax, H&R Block, you name it, they're working as something called a financial intermediary, meaning if they advanced you your refund, when the IRS went to process these stimulus checks, where'd they send it to, Leslie?
They sent it to the intermediary bank.
They sent it to the financial intermediary. So your bank, so your money, your stimulus check may very well be sitting at H&R Block, at Jackson Hewitt, at TurboTax. You need to contact them and be prepared to stay on hold. It's kind of like calling the Illinois Department of Employment Security right now, but you got to give them a call in order to have your money sent from your intermediary to you. I think it stinks, but it is what it is. Any thoughts, Leslie?
No, it just stinks.
It just stinks. You know, and there's other things that could have happened. You know, maybe, you know, again, we talked about changing banks. Likewise, you could have moved, so your check went to an old address. But there's another reason, much more organic, as to why you might not be getting a check. You might not be eligible. I mean, did you read the details? The rules have changed, meaning it's harder to qualify for a stimulus check this go around. You know, last time, if you were single, you could make up to $98,000 and get some money. This time around, you can only make up to $87,000 and get some money. You know, that's a big difference. That's, you know what, Leslie, $11,000 of income? That's going to knock a ton of people out. In addition to that, that first stimulus check at $1,200, it was either based on your 2018 or your 2019 tax return if filed. This one's going to be based on what? Your 2019 tax return. Here's the issue. 2019 might have been a fine year for you. You might have had good income. It might not have been until 2020 that you lost your job. The IRS doesn't know that. You haven't filed 2020 yet. You're not going to qualify. So there's all these different things. Here's the bottom line. You want some help tracking down your stimulus check. The first thing you got to do is go to that website Leslie mentioned to see if you're even eligible in the first place. Again, just Google Get My Payment. After you do that, if you used a financial intermediary, get in touch with H&R Block, TurboTax, Jackson Hewitt, whoever you used. And if you're still having trouble, pick up the phone, give us a holler, 833-WMG-PLAN. That's 833-WMG-PLAN. But it's important for everyone to understand the rules of the game for stimulus, because Joe Biden has clearly said the $600 is nothing more than a, I'm doing air quotes now, down deposit. So what do you think's coming next? They want to find a way to get it to 2,000. And this stuff might go on for a while. So here's my question. Did some of your kids' friends get checks and your kids didn't? You're right? I mean, what are you going to do with your income to put yourself in a situation to qualify for a check and other things? I mean, this is strategy that needs to be discussed, and you probably need some professional help with that. And the Wealth Management Group stands ready to help you understand all these different things that are in the law. In fact, small business owners, I'm talking to you. Are you just putting off and putting off loan forgiveness from the Paycheck Protection Program because you're intimidated and don't know where to start? Well, look at the new law and look at the new simplified forgiveness that is now eligible. These are things we're helping Wealth Management Group clients with all the time. Because again, the point of having a wealth manager is to get end-to-end financial advice. That's not just investment advice. That's the totality of advice. That is where we stand alone. It's to bring all of these professionals, your taxes, your estate, your investments, retiree healthcare, everything on one under one umbrella for the family and the small business. Leslie, how do they find us?
You can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website, investwithwmg.com.
You want more In the Know Radio? You want more In the Know Radio? You can't handle more In the Know Radio. Yeah, you can. Welcome back. Here's more with Craig and Leslie.
So at the top of the show, I gave you my thoughts of what this investment outcome in Georgia seriously means to the economy, to the markets. But I talked about it at what I call a level of 10,000 feet. This show is about sincere and actionable ideas. Let me give you some granular talking points. We're just going to talk 2021 predictions. These are not bold. I think these predictions are real. Now, they're not all necessarily going to come true, but it starts becoming the basis for an investment chassis. And the first thing I think about is that the U.S., our gross domestic product, increases at its fastest rate in 20 years. Yep, despite the taxes, despite these other things, we're going to have a GDP increase that's going to be fast. Why? Because our economic activity right now stinks. I mean, when was the last time I got to go out to a restaurant? I'm mad as hell. You are too. But when we all start going back out to eat and we go back to Great America, I don't know why I said Great America, but well, because we drove there through the Christmas lights, right, Leslie?
Yeah, they were very pretty. I've never driven through Great America before.
That was interesting. Yes, I too have never driven through Great America. But listen, the first thing is the GDP is going to accelerate at a ridiculous fast pace. Why? We're coming off such of a low. Number two, I think inflation might surprise people. Why might inflation surprise people? Because when you print a bunch of money, yep, that's what's going to happen. We're going to print a whole bunch of money. I'm not saying that's good to do. I mean, have you seen the size of the national debt? You put dollar bills end to end, they go around the darn globe like 394 times. And oh, and when you're done with the 394th lap, you still got 26 laps to go. That's an awful lot of debt. My point of this is, I think inflation is actually going to run a little bit hotter than people anticipate. That inflation running hotter might lead to some higher interest rates. And everyone's got to be careful because it's all about not the level of interest rates. It's about the pace of change. Now, stocks, hey, just as we hit all-time highs this week, Dow 31,000, I think stocks are going to continue to break into new highs. But at some point in time, we are going to have a nasty correction. I don't know when, but at some point in time this year, things don't go straight up. We've all learned that. Buckle your seatbelt, get ready for opportunity. We're going to have a good correction at some point in time during the year, but I do believe the market finishes up with an improving economy. So with that being said, I don't think it's that bold of a prediction, Leslie, when I say stocks outperform cash, but cash outperforms treasury bonds. Well, how's that possible? Because when rates go up, The price of bonds goes where, Leslie?
Down.
They go down. So stocks outperform cash, but cash outperforms treasuries. So really, you got to take a look under the hood of your investment portfolio, especially if you're a air quote balanced investor. Do you own the right types of bonds, or are you invested in one of the silliest things known to mankind right now, which is just buying the aggregate bond index? I don't think that's a good investment. Want to know why? Call me at 833-WMG-PLAN. I'll give you the reasons. Next, I don't think it's that bold of a statement. I think healthcare and financials will outperform energy and utilities despite the run that energy's already had this year. I think the U.S. federal debt rises to more than 100% of GDP yet again. And I think when I look at U.S., China, it's a little bit of a Cold War going on. People don't talk about it, but I think that Cold War is going to continue. But the conversation might become a little quieter. The rhetoric might be a little bit softer. You know, and last but not least, despite the insane polarization, how divided we are, I think you might just see, I mean, I'm scared, but I think you might just see some more moderate forces achieve some compromise inside of legislation. That's not a terrible recipe if you're an investor. So I think it's time you take stock of your portfolio. I think you need to make sure that you're diversified, but really be diversified with a purpose. And let's talk about making sure you have enough of those three areas we've talked about before: information technology, healthcare, consumer discretionary. I want to make sure you've got the right weightings so that you keep up with the returns that you deserve to get. And again, even think about that consumer discretionary. Leslie, everyone who's getting stimulus checks, they spend them at places like Walmart, Dollar General, et cetera. All of those are gateways to consumer spending. So do you have stocks like that in your portfolio? Yes, they did great last year. I don't see a reason they're not going to have a good 2021 as well. So take advantage during this radio hour of contacting us, especially if you've been listening to the show, whether it's been for weeks, months, or we've been on this channel for years. If we haven't had a chance to visit and provide you and your family a second opinion, do that today. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go to the website, investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com. More to come. Craig and Leslie in the know, AM 560.
You like omelets? Good, because Craig and Leslie are back, and they're about to crack some eggs of retirement knowledge all over Chicago. Back to In the Know Radio.
So, you know, a question we oftentimes get is, what does a comprehensive retirement plan address? Yeah, and let me tell you a little bit about us. At the Wealth Management Group, we believe in helping our clients plan for all aspects of retirement. And that means a plan that covers your future needs, future goals, plus what's right in front of you today. Because we all regret the things we didn't do more so than the things that we did. And as an independent fiduciary firm, we're legally bound and we always act in you, our client's best interest. And with that, we get the freedom to create the right plan for you because we're not bound by any Wall Street bosses or insurance company providers who say, hey, you have to use this financial product or that financial product. We help provide you the freedom of choice. And wearing that badge of independence, we wear it like an honor because you need to have flexibility. You need to have preparedness, not just if you want to get retired, but if you want to stay retired. And if you imagine with me for just a moment, you know, a couple, you know, we'll call them Tom and Maggie, you know, and Tom and Maggie are maybe in their 60s. They want to retire some point in time in the next 2 years. They're thinking about Social Security. They've accumulated good, solid savings in their IRA, 401k. And they probably say to themselves, you know, we don't have to do a lot. We want to be able to play with the grandbabies. We want to do some traveling early in retirement. But they, just like everybody else today, are fearful of outliving their retirement savings. That's everyone's biggest fear. I don't care if you have $400,000 or $4 million. You're scared about outliving your money. Why? Because you don't have a gigantic pension. Retiree healthcare is expensive. Heaven forbid you or your best friend in life, your husband or wife, need some form of long-term care, assisted living. You know how financially draining it could be. And I think what you got to do is go back to those three pillars of retirement income we utilize every single day. Meaning, principal matters, principal matters, principal matters. Once you get retired, you can't afford to take a big hit. Pillar two, you got to generate sufficient portfolio income to cover your monthly spend. That's where dividends, interests, and low cost next generation liquid annuities come from. And pillar number three, you got to have a plan that's going to grow your capital base over time so you can keep your purchasing power with inflation. But Leslie, there's some things that people probably think about all the time. If we talk about this, you know, fictitious couple, you know, call them Tom and Maggie in their 60s, who are looking to get retired. I mean, what are some of the considerations and thoughts and questions people have?
Well, they're going to need some income. So they're thinking Social Security. So how is the best way that they can claim their maximum Social Security benefit?
Well, I think what we do is we look at them specifically because they're unique. And what we should do is we shouldn't talk about delaying until 70 necessarily. I can't imagine, you know, paying into that system my entire life only to die without getting anything out of it. You know, but their answer, the only way to solve that is to do a Social Security claiming strategy analysis where we use sophisticated software to go ahead and look at their particular benefits as those benefits then relate to their retirement cash flow model that we create for clients. And then we'll know with concrete evidence what is optimal and ideal for that family. So listen, if you want to take advantage of a complimentary Social Security analysis, pick up the phone and call us, 833-WMG-PLAN. Go to our website, investwithwmg.com. What else, Leslie?
Well, since we're talking about income, how do they figure out how much income they're actually going to need in retirement? Because so many people underestimate how much they're actually going to need.
You know what? And while we can always ask, how much income do you need? How much income do you want? Here's the truth. We've been doing this for a quarter century. We have clients in 41 states. When we say we know what it takes to get retired and stay retired, one of the first questions you can ask us is, how much money do I actually need? We'll give you the answer because we know what it's going to take. The real question then is, how much monthly income can your current resources deliver relative to those numbers? Leslie, that's the way I prefer to handle it. You know, that's how we get an initial conversation started. And we find it's a concept called reversion to the mean. People fall into one of three categories, and we would love to share those categories with the listening audience so they can have a realistic idea as to what their glide path would be. 833-WMG-PLAN, investwithwmg.com if you want to find out what your retirement numbers need to be.
Okay. Now, some things people ask about are annuities. Should we invest in annuities for retirement?
Well, Leslie, I think that's a great question. And my answer is, if you're concerned about outliving your income, having a portion of your portfolio in a solution that's going to guarantee a paycheck that you can't outlive probably makes some sense. Now, that being said, as I talked earlier in this show, You want to make sure you're using low cost, next generation annuities to get that job done, not these high cost, high fee, high surrender charge products. If you want to learn more, you can. 833-WMG-PLAN.
Okay, Windy City, get ready to be blown away with a hefty gust of more financial know-how, because we're back with In the Know Radio with Craig Bolanos.
Leslie, fantastic show. Tons of information. It's the information America has needed to get retired and stay retired. If you miss parts of today's show because you've been out running errands, back and forth in the car, go to our website, investwithwmg.com. You'll be able to find a replay. And Leslie, in this last bit, you know, I didn't have a specific talking point, but I thought what would be good is just to share a little bit. And what I mean by sharing is, you know, what are the things that we learned? What are the things that we were reminded of as we reflect back and look at the year that 2020 was, both personally and professionally? And yeah, I'll put you on the spot, but I'll make it easy. I'll even go first. I think professionally, what I was reminded is that you have to expect the unexpected. You have to stay true to that concept of having preparedness and flexibility in everything that you do. And as an advisor in the trenches, sitting on the same side of the table as the clients, you gotta run to the fight. You can't run away from it. You gotta be visible. And I was reminded that just like we were visible, just as we were proactive, you know, whether it was the dot-com bubble, whether it was the Great Recession, whether it was the 37% stock market meltdown caused by a pandemic over 16 trading days, I look back and I say, running towards that fight, being visible, speaking with clients, not hesitating to execute. It was the right thing to do in the past. It was the right thing to do again this year. And I think 2020 just cemented that for me. You know, I think professionally, we've also learned some of these old narratives about new highs make new highs. Look at what's happening right now. They do. Don't fight the Fed. Stimulus is a sugar high. Sure is. Be a part of it. You know, these are just investing lessons that people get reminded of year after year. And I just thought I would share that. Now, personally, you know, I had my own journey this year. Leslie, you've had yours. We've had it together as a family. But what are some of the things that you reflect back on personally for 2020?
That laying low and not being busy is okay. You know, I mean, we're always on the go. We're always doing something and being told that we have to stay in our houses and we can't do that much. It's been a relaxing year. I will say it's different. I will say that I had to learn to change and accept it. But when I think back, when everyone says, how was your holiday? You know, my answer is different. But I think for a year, it was a good different.
Now, you share my frustration that the businesses aren't open. You share my frustration of the forced closures. But you're saying that, you know what?
It's taught me to pause.
Yeah.
It's taught me to pause. It's taught me to think, you know, jump the gun, you know, make a decision rationally. Like, I'm thinking about things more. And that's because I have the time. And I have the time because it's been forced on me. But I think it's something that I may continue to do even when we are no longer forced with all this extra time.
Yeah, and personally, I've enjoyed having a full house. It's been great having the boys at home. I know Stella, the 9-pound wonder dog, is completely enthralled with having us around all the time.
Yes, all four-legged animals will have a very, very hard time when we all go back to our normal everyday, you know.
But the good news is, if you want to meet Stella, the 9-pound wonder dog, she will be with us in the Inverness and on occasion the Downers Grove office. So give us a buzz, 833-WMG-PLAN.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.